Leading as a woman is tough, but leading as a woman of faith is next level. However, it doesn't have to be that way. God has called you into this leadership role because He says you are worthy. You are His child, and if He qualifies you, who in this world can unqualify you? You might suffer from imposter syndrome and believe you're not good enough, but God says you are good enough. Hi, I'm Rika Whelan, Christian leader and workplace culture coach, and together we're going to navigate leadership with faith as our foundation. Let's get started. Grab your coffee or water, keep that notebook and pen handy, and let's jumpstart your leadership.
Hey, and I hope you're having a great day. Welcome to the show. If we haven't met yet, I am Rika Whelan, and I'm truly blessed to have you here, truly blessed to have you listen, and I feel completely privileged that you would choose to put me in your earbuds or on your speaker whilst you're cleaning the kitchen or driving in the car or whatever you are doing. Now, today's episode is a little bit different. It's unlike the other episodes where I either teach you something or just sit back and relax and just wait for God to talk through me. But today I want to share just something that's been on my heart for, I don't know, maybe this whole year. I've kind of felt it, but I think I've fought against it because I just absolutely love being here every single Monday talking to you amazing ladies about faith, about leadership, about boundaries, and about workplace culture. Now, in today's topic, I'm specifically going to be talking about boundaries. Now, I've shared on the podcast before, and if you haven't listened to those episodes yet, start with the first ones, the very first episodes where I share my journey. But something that I've really struggled with my whole working career is boundaries. I struggle because I'm someone who likes to overcommit myself. I'm someone who likes to say yes to a challenge. And I sometimes just really don't know how to say no. I've done an episode on saying no gracefully. And this is how I have successfully said no in the past. However, it's taken me some significant time to get there. And sometimes I even find myself still overcommitting myself. Not because I can't say no to other people, because I can't say no to myself, believe it or not. So over just this year and since starting my online business and my podcast, again, I've done it once again by overcommitting myself and having too many things on my plate, buttering my bread on all of the sides, and whatever all the analogies is that you want to use, that is me. And I have slowly but surely reduced even the episodes on this podcast for that exact reason, because when I originally started this podcast, I started off with 3 episodes a week. I then gradually reduced it to 2 episodes a week and then 1 episode a week because I felt like, okay, it's good. The podcast is going well. I know what I'm doing by now. You know, 53 episodes in, I should fingers crossed know what I'm doing by now. And you know, everybody else in the podcast will always sounds like they know exactly what they're doing. But yeah, no, it's been such a fun ride and I truly love this podcast. But I have felt from the beginning of this year that I needed to take a bit of a break from the podcast. Although, like I mentioned, I've been fighting it because I don't want to. I really just love it. And I have changed my methodology surrounding what I do in the podcast. So instead of planning extremely well ahead and even doing a scripted podcast, I think scripted is okay because especially if you've got a lesson to learn. I mean, if you go to church, even the pastor has got a script that he works from, even if it's just keywords or notes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I felt like I was starting to miss what the Lord really wanted to say through me to you. And so a couple of episodes, I just didn't plan ahead at all. I came and sat down at my microphone and my laptop and I waited for the Lord to speak through me. Now, those episodes have been the most popular episodes on the podcast thus far. So that shows me just in terms of the data that is what you all want to hear is basically unscripted from the Lord and not me scripting it far in advance, because I also felt like that's pushing my own agenda versus pushing the Lord's agenda. And the Lord had called me into the women's ministry in 2017. And this podcast is the ministry that he was talking about. So pushing your own agenda is then obviously something that's not correct. But I also value the fact that you guys or you ladies have listened and have just given me some great feedback. But so for the next 3 weeks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to replay some of the favorite episodes. So I know very recently I did those episodes that I did unscripted, and those did really well. I'm not going to replay those because they are very recent. However, what I am going to do over the next 3 weeks is I'm going to replay some of the scripted episodes that I did that were also very, very popular. And I'll still talk in the beginning where I'll introduce the episode, where I will say, you know, why this was such a popular episode, or, you know, what feedback I got from this episode. And again, invite you to give me some feedback as well. And although, yes, I do sit back and hear what the Lord wants me to talk about, it's also extremely important to me that I hear from you. What topics do you want me to talk about? Because I've got a wealth of knowledge, with 20 years of experience, 10 of those in the leadership field, 20 years of experience in the workforce. Actually, it's more because I started working at the age of 16. And so started working in education at the age of 18. So, okay, it's about, you know, 22 years of experience in the workforce. And that was not for nothing. You know, I've been, although I've been working in education, I also did other jobs. So I've been office administrator, I've worked in a bank, and I've done sports coaching. I've done so many things. And my aim of really with this podcast, and that I know I've got the backing from the Lord, is to share that with you all. So please share with me what topics you want me to talk about next when I do return in about a month's time. And I really just want to hear from you. So please join the Facebook community. And then I can chat with you over there about what topics you would like me to talk about next. But if you're not on the Facebook community and you don't ever intend to be on the Facebook community, then there's another option for you that I want to offer. So I have started a WhatsApp community. Now, on the WhatsApp community, you will have to share your phone number, of course, but I will never solicit you using your phone number. That is a promise that I can give you. I don't even have the text set up to text you. I can email you, but I can definitely not text you. So if you feel comfortable in joining the WhatsApp community where I can put some polls on and you can vote on what topics you would like me to talk about, and you can also say to me, great episode, but can you talk about this next time? Or oh, I was hoping you would talk about this in the topic. And then that's something I could talk about on the podcast. Not that I don't want to push my own agenda. What I do want to do is I want to serve you as the listener. And I want to talk about those issues that you want to hear about, okay? So I'm going to pop in the show notes. Number one, the Facebook community. If you don't want to join the Facebook community, or you don't ever intend to join the Facebook community, or you're actually on the Facebook community already, but you want to join the WhatsApp community, you can do that as well. So I'll put the links for both of them in the show notes. And you can join me on there. Now, WhatsApp is a messaging app similar to the Messenger, Facebook Messenger app. It's just a different app. So you will need to put your phone number. Once you register on WhatsApp, you do need to register with your phone number. WhatsApp actually belongs to Meta. Meta purchased WhatsApp. So it's just another messaging app. I use it in my everyday life to communicate with my families in South Africa. It's free. All you use is your data. And like I said, I can make you a promise. And by now, I believe that you would trust me that I would never use your phone number. Like I mentioned, I don't even have the tech set up to do that. But the aim for me is just really to connect with you, although I will be doing 3 replays over the next 3 weeks that I can also just take a bit of a break. It's also school holidays here, so I've got 2 weeks of school holidays. And doing the replays just mean that I get to spend some time with my 3 children and my husband. He's also off this school holidays, so we've got lots of nice planned activities. And when I come back refreshed and rested and, you know, after the 3 replays, I'm hoping that I would have had some really amazing conversations with you all. That's my aim for the next 4 weeks, is to just really connect with you all, apart from the podcast, because this can be a bit of a one-sided conversation. And I really just want this to be a two-way conversation. So that's a big a desire of my heart. And I've mentioned that in previous episodes as well. So I'll share in the show notes the Facebook group, the WhatsApp community, and then any of my other freebies that I have created that you can download. So I've created a couple of freebies that you can download completely for free. Basically, in return is you give me your email address. And in all honesty, basically what I'll do with your email address, because I believe in transparency, is that I'll pop you on my list, on my newsletter list. And then when I do send out a newsletter, then you will get that. So I'm not spammy at all. For those of you who are already on my list, you'll know that I don't email out a lot because, you know, I get so many junk email from so many people that I'm on their list. And sometimes I just stay on the list because I want to be nice, because I understand how hard it is to get people on your list from a business perspective. And if you're in a leadership role or not an entrepreneur, you'll probably, you know, maybe not even value what I say at the moment. And so I'm sorry if that doesn't make sense. But, you know, running your own business can sometimes be tricky. And for me, you know, it's not about, at this point in time, it's not for me about the business itself, if I can say it like that. It's not about collecting emails and just emailing people so that I can make money off of them. That's actually the opposite of what this podcast was meant to do. And I think one of the things, or one of the reasons I felt like going in a different direction with this podcast, is because I was selling on the podcast. I was selling my Conflict to Collaboration course and my Gossip to Growth course. And although there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, to sell that on a podcast, I believe that that was not the aim of what I started this podcast for, or what I should have started it for, I should really say. And so therefore, I am taking a bit of a different direction. So it's extremely crucial to me. I don't want to push my own agenda with this podcast. I want to know what you guys want to hear, what you want me to talk about, what issues are you wondering about, what's something that you really, really, really struggle with as a woman of faith in leadership. But I can't know what that is unless you come into the community, whether that be on WhatsApp or on Facebook, so that I can pick your brain. And I want this podcast to be for you, not for me. And yes, it will be 100% still faith in leadership, 100%, because there will still be episodes where I am not going to prepare anything. But then when I do prepare something, I want it to be something that you want to know about and that you want to learn about, and not something that I think you want to know about, and then you don't listen to the episode because it's not relevant to you. So yeah, I think this is something exciting that I'm looking forward to. I look forward to connecting with more of you and hearing what it is that you want me to talk about, and not just preparing because I think that's things that you want to hear about, but also just sitting back and hearing what does the Lord want me to say to you, because I'm ultimately His vessel and His instrument. And I believe that every single person listening to this podcast is here for a reason, and that God's got a message for you. So I hope you enjoy the next three episodes that will be coming in the next 3 weeks. That were your favorite, actually not my favorite, but your favorite, because according to the downloads, these were the favorite ones over the last 6 months. And I would like to really invite you to leave a review for the show if you've not done that yet. So leaving a review means that Apple Podcasts will rate it higher and will show it to more people. And it will also push me into the top. So I'm currently top 5%, but the podcast will then be pushed into the top 2%. And the higher you climb that ladder, it means the more visibility the show gets. So I really, really, really want to have more women of faith listen to the show, listen to what the messages that God wants them to hear, and then interact with me through the various communities. So if WhatsApp or Facebook is still not a community that you're interested in, can you please fill out the survey? So there is a survey where you can also let me know where you prefer there to be a community. I can't be running too many communities, let's be honest, because it'll be too many people to communicate with, or on too many different platforms. And I also don't want to spend my whole day on my phone. That's not the whole point. I've also got my family, and now we're living in a society where we're constantly on our phones the whole day long. And, you know, after a whole day of spending time on my phone, my thumb actually hurts. And that's when I started realizing, wow, I've been spending so much time on my device that my thumb even hurts. So that's not what I'm going for, but I'm happy to run two communities, Facebook and a WhatsApp community. And I really, really, really hope to see you in there. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and I look forward to sharing three of your favorite episodes with you in the next 3 weeks. See you in a month. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a review. Your feedback means the world to me and lights me up every single time when I read it. And it makes me want to keep going. So please leave a review, and your review will also help other Christian women in leadership find the answers they are looking for. So whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the review section and leave that review. Then head over to womenoffaithinleadership.com and join our free Facebook community. And I look forward to engaging with you there.